You can tell what side of the issue New Yorkers are on by what they're calling it. A mosque, a cultural center, and in one extreme case, a house of evil. They're talking about Cordoba House. It's a name which refers to the city in Spain which, in the Middle Ages, was a center of Islamic culture and learning. Cordoba House is a planned 13-story complex which will stand about two blocks away from the site of the September 11th attacks in Lower Manhattan. Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer is one of many political and religious leaders who support Cordoba House. He was present at a meeting last week where community board members voted 29-1 in favor of the project.
So what was clear is that the overwhelming majority of community board members thought that this proposal had merit. Build a cultural center, make it interfaith, have discussions about racial tolerance, recognizing this is a community that took a hit after 9/11 and that we want to build it back. And the way you do that is by bringing everybody to the table.
He also defends himself against attacks by conservative opponents of the project.
There are haters. There are people from the Tea Party who attacked me and other individuals and tried to make this about bigotry and hatred. And the community, in saying it's okay to explore this possibility, basically rejected hatred. And I think that is how we win the war on terrorism, and we respect people's differences.
Stringer is referring to disparaging comments made by a leader of the right-wing protest movement, the Tea Party. Mark Williams has called Cordoba House a monument to 9/11 attackers. Al Santora is a retired New York City deputy fire chief. His 23-year-old son, Christopher, was also a firefighter, and he was one of the youngest to die in the September 11th attacks. The older Santora and his wife attended last week's board meeting, where they expressed their opposition to the planned mosque. He says the families of the 9/11 victims regard Ground Zero as, in essence, a cemetery, a sacred resting place for their sons and daughters. He articulates the confusion that remains in the minds of some Americans. They have a difficulty separating Al-Qaeda, the terrorist group responsible for 9/11, from mainstream Islam. They worry that the mosque represents a form of religious or political conquest.
To put a mosque in within two blocks of Ground Zero is just ludicrous. Now, they tried to explain it away that it was is going to be a cultural center, that it would have a swimming pool and have all kinds of things and recreations and this, that, and the other thing. However, they will have a prayer room or a mosque within the building.
Santora says that those people making decisions about how the area around Ground Zero should be used have ignored the feelings of the 9/11 families.
What irks us, the family members, is that we have a stake in this. Our stake is a price that no one wants to pay, and they're not listening to us.
A Cordoba Initiative spokesperson told VOA the mosque will reflect the richness and diversity of New York City, reflecting core American values of freedom of expression and religious faith. She reminds opponents of the mosque that many Muslims also died in the 9/11 attacks. Cordoba House, she says, will serve as a community center not just for Muslims, but for residents, workers, and city visitors of all faiths. For VOA, I'm Cecily Hillary.